Good morning. We made it to Friday with our political observer, Alan Shartok. $342,105 in the lockbox this morning. Alan, we're almost there.
Why are they doing this to me? I'm just kidding, of course. Everybody who's done something already, we love you and we appreciate it. But now we have $30,000+ to go. And we only have until Monday morning at 6 o'clock to do it in. That leaves today, tomorrow, Sunday. This is going to be a very hard lift. We could miss it. I don't want anybody to feel bad about it. But if you can do something now, this is really the time. We'll get an extra $10,000 from Mr. Big, $7,500 from the First Niagara Bank. And you know how hard it is to get money out of the bankers. And, you know, we can make it, but only if everybody does something. Don't forget to vote. And this is really going to be a terribly important moment, because if we can do this, we'll go into the fund drive with a great deal of money, almost $400,000 out of the million. And, you know, the last time we did this, it was a 3.5-day fund drive. We're counting on everybody. So if you can do something, do it now, please. Thank you so much.
WAMC.org. And, of course, people can also volunteer. Come on in and see what the fund drive's all about and see us all in person.
Yeah, a lot of the slots are filled, but there are a couple early in the morning, I'm told. And you would want to call 1-800-323-9262, extension 189, and ask for Colleen.
Wonderful. Well, let's go to the national scene. Of course, this was all over the place yesterday, but he finally made this speech. He released a YouTube video to start, and that's former New York Governor George Pataki, who has now entered the race for president. The 9/11 era governor served 3 terms in the Democratic state. Your thoughts this morning?
Well, this is a governor who is for gay rights, who is for abortion rights, who did what he had to do when he was governor in order to moderate the party, and he was elected 3 times in a blue state. If the Republicans want to win, he would be a good person to run. The question is, would they rather have adherence to a set of very conservative principles or not? He's a long shot. He says he's a long shot, and he is a long shot. I suspect he's not going to do that well. What I was surprised about, David, was that the New York Times gave it, you know, I've never seen play like this that the Times has given to a Republican candidate. I think basically they're lecturing the Republican Party on where they are. But when you see 1, 2, 3, 4 news columns in the same paper, and Rick Santorum from Pennsylvania virtually ignored, I think he got a pretty good idea of where the Times is on this.
Speaking of the New York Times, they're editorializing today on the Patriot Act provisions, saying they should expire while the phone data collection program expires. The political debate about domestic surveillance should continue.
Well, yeah, people want their safety. We do know there's some very bad people in this world. How do we know? Well, we know because of the World Trade Center. We know because of the kinds of things that have been attempted, the people who try to get in this country to do evil. So, you know, people are going to want to be protected. The problem is all your rights can be protected away. And so what you have to do is to do a balanced approach. That's what the Times is saying. And they're right, because when we look back on the history of the United States and we look back on the excesses of J. Edgar Hoover, and when good people who did nothing wrong, I mean nothing wrong, find out that they've long had an FBI file because they knew somebody back in the day, they talked to somebody and had been observed doing that, this is the kind of thing you want to avoid. And when you say to people, is your protection worth anything? And they say yes, you could lose it all.
Finally, Alan, Dennis Hastert, Illinois politician, former Speaker of the House, is accused of lying to the FBI and structuring cash withdrawals to avoid bank reporting requirements.
Here's a couple of things that I want you to know. Don't take $50,000 out of the bank and think you're going to get away with that without the bank reporting it. They are. Number two, don't lie to the FBI. If you don't want to talk to them, don't talk to them. But don't lie to them. You lie to them, that's going to be the charge. We've seen it right here in New York State. You can say no comment. But if you lie, they're going to charge you with lying.